Hello?
Hello, Constance?
Yes.
Hi, this is Steve from the water company, from the San Jose Water Company. And we need you to stop overusing water because we've gotten several complaints about you, and we know you've been overusing water and stuff.
I have not.
Oh, yes, you have. We have. Your neighbors have been reporting you for overusing the water. They've been keeping an eye on you. They say you have.
I don't think you have the right number.
Well, this is Constance on at 18, right?
I'm always under my allotment.
Yeah, but they say you've got a bedroom-sized water reservoir inside your house that fills up an entire room. You've been hoarding water.
Oh, give me a break.
No,
who
no,
are you?
You don't get a break. You have to be just like the rest of us and conserve water.
And I am, and what you're saying is totally untrue.
But it seems like you're just,
I carry out my bath water every day and water my landscaping with it. So tell me again what your name is.
Well, are you taking really large baths?
No. What's your name again?
My name is Steve.
Steve what?
No, that's incorrect. But,
Steve, what is your last name?
We just need you to stop hoarding.
What is your
stop
last
hoarding
name?
Water. That's all we need. Just cut
what
it out.
What is your last name?
It's Who. H-O-O.
You're full of shit. Leave me alone.
What?
You're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Hey, everybody, you're listening to The Snowplow Show, and I'm your host, Arby. Today is July 10th, 2017, and today's show is brought to you by Worsty. Thank you, Worsty, for being a supporter of the show on the Patreon at patreon.com/phonelosers. Just a few important things to mention before we get started with today's show. Number one would be that the new Calls of Mass Confusion was released last week, and I probably would have mentioned that if I'd done a show on Friday, but I didn't, so be sure to visit youtube.com/JesusInADumpTruck. That's the show where we make prank calls and G-Ad and his film crew walk around secretly filming the people that we're calling. And every once in a while, it's kind of funny to watch. Thing number two is that ClownSec has officially reached their goal of $666 on their Kickstarter. So we are now going to have ClownSec coins probably in another couple of months, I guess. I think it was this morning I went and checked to see what the amount was, to see if he met his goal, and he'd reached exactly $666, but now it's gone up a little bit, it's up to $696. So if you were thinking about getting a ClownSec coin, just forget about it now, okay? It doesn't matter, you don't have to go over there and order one. In fact, he's about $30 over right now, so if you pledged like $30 or less, it's probably safe to go on over there and withdraw your pledge and not get your coin now. And I don't think he'll go under $666. So feel free to do that, everyone. Or, you know, you could just order more ClownSec coins. I was just kidding about withdrawing your pledge. Don't do that. That's going to make Don Fickles hate me a lot. In fact, I'm still planning to up my pledge before the month ends. I only put $20 on there. I think I want to do the $30 level so I can get 3 coins. And you seriously should go over there and get a coin if you don't have one already. It's the same size as the PLA coin. You can just pretend that it's another PLA design. And if you like the PLA coin, then you should definitely get this, because Don Fickles is the guy that created the PLA coin. I mean, he designed it, and I sent it into the company. The URL to get a ClownSec coin is kickstarter.clownsec.com. And as long as we're talking about coins, you should definitely get a PLA coin at phonelosers.org/coins, because I sent some more out this week, and it looks like we are down to, I don't know, like 50 coins, I think, is all we have left. And get a PLA coin for $10 at phonelosers.org/coins, but only after you've ordered one from ClownSec at kickstarter.clownsec.com.
The local news of the week. At midnight Saturday, the telephones in this city will be changed to dial service, and all telephone numbers will be changed. Late this week, new directories will be delivered. Here are a few important suggestions for the use of your dial telephone. Before calling any number, first secure the number from your new directory. Then remove the receiver and listen for the dial tone. It sounds like this. That tone indicates everything is ready for your call. With the receiver off the hook, dial the desired number. For example, suppose you want to dial 23650. Dial each numeral in this manner, pulling the dial around to the finger stop each time. Be sure to allow the dial to freely return to its normal position. And this is the ringing signal. If the line is busy, you'll hear this busy signal. Until Saturday midnight, please use your present directory and make your calls in the usual manner.
Hello.
Hello, Richard.
Yeah.
Hey there. This is Roy from Royco Lawn Services. And I needed to let you know that I accidentally I sprayed your lawn this weekend. I was supposed to do someone else's lawn, but I accidentally did yours instead. Sorry about
that. At what address?
It's at the one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you sprayed it? What'd you spray it with?
Cement.
Pardon?
Cement.
I can't hear it. I'm kind of noisy where I am. I didn't get that.
Oh, I see. I sprayed it with concrete, like cement.
Cement?
Yeah, yeah. But my... I let my kids load the trucks this past weekend, and it was a mess. I got cement in the grass truck, and, you know, grass seeds in the cement truck. The guy whose patio I did, he's pissed.
So I got cement all over my lawn?
Yeah, yeah, it's like a really thin layer of cement. Basically, it just covered the grass, so all the blades of the grass are now, they're like... little statues.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Just like little.
Is it going to kill them? Is it going to kill the grass?
I would imagine, because they can't get sunshine anymore, and I don't think anything will ever grow there again because it's now a cement lot. It's a very thin layer of cement, but.
Good Lord!
But it's like a big art gallery. Basically, it's a big. There's little cement blades of grass, all over the lawn. It looks pretty cool, to be honest. I didn't tell my son that because I'm pissed at him. And he's grounded right now. He's only 9.
Yeah.
I was trying to give him a chance, you know, let him load the truck for once. And what's he do?
He may have ruined my lawn, huh?
Yeah, well, he may have. But it's okay because I grounded him for a week. 1 week.
Yeah, but that doesn't help me in my lawn.
Have you seen your lawn yet? It's pretty cool looking.
No, I haven't looked. Well, it may be cool, but if I don't have any grass, that's not going to be so cool.
Are you home right now?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's... I don't know. Maybe you shouldn't complain about it until you look at it, because... It looks kind of like a black and white painting, but just on your lawn. It's like all the grass is there, but it's like little statues.
Yeah, but I don't want a black and white painting. I want grass on my lawn.
It's artistic, though. It looks amazing. I don't think you're listening to me. Don't you know how to listen?
Yeah, now come on. Don't call me up after you screwed up my lawn and then insult me.
Okay, for one thing, I didn't screw up your lawn. Justin did. That's my son.
Well, you're responsible.
I know, but he's the one that was stupid. And I'm grounding him, and everything's fine.
Well, yeah, that's all fine. I wanted a grass lawn. I didn't want a cement lawn.
I'm going to tell him that.
I had a grass lawn for 40-some years there, and I don't need a cement lawn.
But maybe it's time for a change.
No, it isn't. It isn't okay. Time for a cement lawn at all.
I'm going to write this down. You wanted a grass lawn and not a cement lawn. I'm going to tell Justin this.
Yeah, well, that does me a hell of a lot of good.
Do you want me to whip him?
Well, no, I want to take a look at the lawn first and see what it did. And if it killed all my grass, I'm going to want you to replace it.
When are you going to see it?
Oh, I'll be back this afternoon. I'm just not home right now.
Oh, okay. If you'd like, I could put him on speaker. I could get Justin on speaker, and I will whip him like five times.
I'm not interested in Justin. I'm interested in my lawn. Justin is your problem, not mine.
I know, but I'm saying you seem to be really upset, so I could take a belt and I could just whip him really
hard. Yeah, well, none of that fixes my lawn. I'm only concerned about the lawn. I'm not concerned about your son.
Right, but, you know, he needs to be punished if he messed this all up and put cement in the...
Well, that does me no good at all.
That clogged up all the tubes, too. I had to, like, blow them out.
Yeah, that none of that does me any good. My only concern is my lawn.
But, yeah, well, you don't care about, like, the well-being of my son? You don't care about humans and children?
Your son is your worry, not mine. My lawn is my worry.
Right, well, he's the one that screwed up your lawn. It's all his fault.
Well, that's fine, but you're his father, so you are responsible.
Yeah, well, I wasn't even driving the truck. I let his older brother drive the truck.
Yeah, well, I don't care about any of that. My only concern is my lawn.
His name's Chad, but I don't feel like it was Chad's fault this time. It was all Justin.
Yeah, well, that's not my worry. You're responsible. Well, I'll take a look at it and see what happens. I mean, if this thing all dies, then you better replace my lawn.
Well, it doesn't matter if it dies because it's concrete.
Yeah, it matters to hell of a lot to me because it's my lawn.
Yeah, but it's like it doesn't matter if it dies because it's just going to stay in place forever. Like, you don't have to mow it anymore is the nice thing. And what's really cool is you have a really big parking lot now. But here's the thing. You're not going to want to park your car or your truck or anything on it. But if you do drive a car on the lawn, it sounds really cool. Like, makes this crunching sound, and it's kind of like ASMR. And, like, you know when it's really cold outside below freezing and there's puddles on the ground, but they turn into ice and you step on them and they make a crunchy sound and it just sounds really cool? That's what your lawn sounds like now when you drive a car on it.
Well, I want a green lawn. I don't want a concrete lawn, so that's my only concern.
What if...
I'll look at it when I got home.
I got an idea. What if you spray paint it?
No, I don't want concrete on my lawn.
Okay, well, a second ago it was just the color you were worried about, but now all of a sudden it's the texture.
No, it's not all of a sudden. Hey, you know, you're getting downright annoying. I don't know who the hell you are or why in the hell you screwed up my lawn.
I didn't do it. It was Justin. It was that stupid fucking kid of mine.
I don't care about Justin. I'm going to go home and I'll take a look at it.
That's a shitty thing to say. That's my son. And, wow, what a dick. Doesn't even care about my son or his punishment. Apparently grass is more important than children to this guy. I don't know why I said cement when he asked, but I got lucky and he wasn't home, so he couldn't just look out his window and be like, hey, no you didn't. I should have told him I took his roof off. Anyway, I'm going to do a bunch of I sprayed your lawn calls today. I was going to do something more imaginative today, you know, just non-stop original idea type prank calls. Basically, the most creative stuff you've ever heard in your entire life. That was my plan today, but then I was looking at my comments on YouTube, and I got this comment from the Touchtone Terrorist, and he says, I think we should do True Green, We Sprayed Your Lawn calls all day. No need to move on to new prank call scenarios. True Green's industrial strength grass and tree killer always gets them pissed off. So thanks to the Touchtone Terrorist, and I guess a little bit because of Worsty, the sponsor of today's show, we're going to do more or less nothing but True Green calls, except I'm not going to say True Green today. I need to cut that out before True Green sues me. Or at least mix it up and say Kimlon sometimes, or some other major brand. But maybe it'd be best just to say Royco, or just some other made-up name so I don't get sued by True Green.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Kim?
Yes?
Hey there, it's Roy from Royco's lawn service. And we have a problem.
Which is service?
The lawn service. We accidentally sprayed your lawn this weekend. You know that lawn around your house?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we accidentally sprayed it this weekend. We were supposed to do your neighbor, but we did your lawn instead.
Oh.
Oops.
Okay.
Yep, sorry about that.
No, it's okay. You sprayed?
Yeah, we sprayed your lawn.
Okay, so you mean the spray, the pesticide?
Yeah, oh no, not pesticide. We made a mistake. Instead, we sprayed it. Have you been home in the past day?
Yeah.
Okay, I can't say that one then. We sprayed it with a clear coat of, it's like that stuff that you put on your fingernails after you put on fingernail polish.
Okay, yeah.
Did you notice your lawn being extra glossy?
Yeah, No, actually, I didn't see that. Well, actually, I'm heading home now.
Yeah, it's like really shiny, and
okay. It
smells wonderful. Your lawn, it smells like freshly painted fingernails.
Okay. Does it kill the lawn?
Oh, no, no. Fingernail polish is, it's actually, it's just like fertilizer, basically. It's good for the lawn.
Oh, okay. All
yeah,
right,
we loaded the wrong stuff into the truck, you know? Like, my wife, she sells a lot of Avon products, like beauty supplies and shit. And she has all these barrels full of fingernail clear coating stuff in the garage, right next to where I keep the fertilizer for my real business. And one of my stupid kids, they got it. They got the two mixed up.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a mess. Sorry about that.
No, that's fine. Okay.
And that stuff is pretty expensive. Have you ever bought that clear stuff?
No, I haven't heard of it.
Oh, yeah. It's expensive. It looks like I'm going to have to send you a bill for $783.
It's your accident, so you shouldn't send me the bill.
Oh, no, no, it's not me. I let my son load the truck. His name is Justin, and he messed up. He got some of his mom's fingernail polish stuff in there instead. A whole truck full.
Okay.
It wasn't my fault. It was Justin, and he's underage. You can't do anything to him. He's too young to sue.
So...
And he doesn't get that much of allowance.
Okay, and you just call me to let me know, right?
Yeah, just call him to let you know. Send us $700 ASAP. $785.
No, I cannot send you the money because I didn't order.
Yeah, it's just an accident.
Yeah, it's an accident, so I don't need to pay for your accident, right?
Well, not my accident. It's my stupid son.
Whose accident? I don't mind whose accident it is, but it's an accident, and I didn't order, so I don't need to pay for it.
Well, I didn't order it. It's not me. It's not my fault.
Yeah, then you asked your son for the fault. It's not my responsibility, and I didn't order.
My son's only 9 years old. He's only 9 years old. How is he going to pay for it?
Then how can I pay for it? Why do I have to pay for it? Somebody accidentally did it, and why do I have to pay for it?
Yeah, but you have a nice shiny lawn now.
No, I didn't order it. I don't need it, and I didn't order it.
But
I don't need it.
But you got it. It's there. It's already done.
Well,
so
I don't mind. I don't mind if it's there or not.
It lasts.
It's an accident, and I didn't order it.
It lasts.
What are you talking about?
It lasts for like 2 years, so it's worth it.
Whatever. I didn't order it. I don't need it.
It's Maybelline too. Now that I mentioned the whole thing about being worth it, so it's Maybelline. It's like name brand for your lawn.
I don't understand why you are talking this, but I don't have any responsibility to pay for it.
You're just trying to scam us. Oh my gosh, what a scammer! I think this is one of those shows I really should be doing this live on the air because that way listeners could be giving me better wacky ideas. Of things that I sprayed on their lawn.
This is Marnie.
Hey, Marnie. This is Roy from Royco Tree Service.
Yeah?
Tree and Lawn. Hey, we accidentally sprayed your lawn this weekend. Did you notice that we'd sprayed your lawn?
What is... This is... I have no idea who you are or what it's concerning.
Oh,
so,
well, I just told
you.
I just told you, remember? I told you it was an accident. That was rude. I mean, I stated it pretty clearly there, didn't I?
You've reached Marnie.
Okay, she's not picking up anymore. I don't know why she couldn't understand me, but luckily, we have her husband's phone number here. Let's see if he picks up.
Hello?
Hi there. Is this...
Yes, who's this, please?
Hey, this is Roy from Royco Tree and Lawn Service. And I was just talking to your wife about a problem with your address, because we'd accidentally sprayed the lawn.
I'm sorry that you what?
We accidentally sprayed your lawn this weekend over there on We were supposed to do a neighbor a few houses down.
What do you mean sprayed the lawn?
We sprayed it, you know, with lawn stuff, chemicals and all that. We sprayed your lawn over the weekend.
Well, I was out of town, and she didn't mention it to me. You ought to talk to her about it.
Oh, I tried. I called her up, and she just she hung up the phone, and It was just like a woman. She's like, oh, I don't understand because it's not a blender.
Wait a second. My wife is a businesswoman. She listened.
Fancy. Oh, no, she wouldn't listen to me.
What number did you call?
I think it's her cell, the 5722. And she's like,
I'm sorry, what?
She's like, the truck doesn't work like a food processor, so I don't get it. Because I was trying to tell her that my son loaded the truck and we'd accidentally sprayed chemicals on the lawn. But she just hung up. So you know what? I don't feel like I should have to do anything. I tried my best to explain, and she hung up. So no refund for you.
She doesn't talk like that.
Oh.
I'm not going to talk to you anymore here.
It was totally like that. You know what, you guys? I'm going to call back one more time. I'm going to try and call the wife, and we'll see if she talks like that.
You've reached Marty Marshall. Please leave a message.
She just won't pick up anymore.
Hello?
Hello, Steve?
Yes.
Hey there, it's Roy, and I'm from Roy's Lawn Care. You've probably seen our trucks there, around there on your street, and we accidentally sprayed your lawn this weekend by accident. We were supposed to do a house, like a few houses from you. So, oops.
Are you sure? You got the right number?
Yeah. You're like on, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. We were supposed to do just like five houses away from you, but we did your lawn, and we did your lawn instead.
The gardener, right?
Yeah, the gardener. But no, I'm not the gardener. I'm with the Royco Tree Service, Tree and Lawn.
Tree Service.
Yeah. We accidentally sprayed your lawn this weekend. We poured chemicals all over your lawn.
In front or back?
Both. All over the entire lawn.
Oh, well, what kind of chemical is that?
It's a grass chemical. It's anti-grass chemical.
Anti-grass chemical. So
yes.
It's gonna kill all the lawn.
Yeah. Yep. That's what it does. It pretty much. It takes about maybe 3 days, the grass turns all yellow and falls out and never grows there again.
Oh.
You know?
Oh. What am I going to do now?
Well, for one thing, I've grounded my son, Justin, because I let him load the truck. He's only 9 years old, and he put the wrong kind of chemical in there. I told him grass, fertilizer. And that's stupid. He puts in grass killer. Like he doesn't know how to spell or something.
I mean, is it a regular grass killer? That means things like a Roundup is just for like a broadleaf?
No, it's
everything.
It's industrial strength grass killer. And my stupid son, he just doesn't, I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with him. His head's in the clouds. All he thinks about is video games. I tried to get him to show some responsibility and load up the truck, and he puts grass killer in there. He probably just did it because he doesn't want to do it anymore. He's like, yeah, if I do grass killer, he'll never make me do this again. Fuck chores.
So what can I do now?
Well, I've grounded him.
What can I do now?
I don't know, you ever think about putting, like, decorative rocks and landscaping and stuff out there? You know, anything but grass?
But that's quite a lot of area, I mean, in the front
and
the back, you know.
But when you think about it, having that big of an area when there's homeless people out there, it's kind of obscene, really. I mean, why should you have all that empty space that you're not doing anything with when people are out there just, you know, sleeping in doorways and under bridges and stuff.
Okay, so can we make a point that you can come over, we can kind of take a look at exact, you know, situation?
Just like, you know, the thing is, I didn't even bring the grass killer over. I sent my other son to do that, and he's only 13 years old. So he's the one that got the address wrong. But my younger son's the one that got the wrong chemical in there.
So when did you do that?
I think they came over on Saturday. It's before I woke up. Like they.
In the morning.
Yeah. Probably in the morning. I think. I don't know. Okay. I was drinking a lot this weekend while the kids did all the work. Because that's what they're for, right? I was thinking when my when my kids get old and they get married and stuff, I'm going to go to their house and spray their lawns with poison, and we'll see how they like it.
Okay.
So it looks like we're finished with Jonathan's homeowner's directory. We didn't get a lot of answers on that one. So I'm going to save that one and call back the people that didn't pick up. And we're going to move on to a directory that was submitted by the 2077 guy. I haven't seen anything by him in a while. Is this an old directory? Nope, that's this year. That's from June 6th. He says, I found a portion of a directory for a homeowners association. It contains about 50 numbers, and he wants to know who the good boy is. Who's a good boy, Arby? Are you the good boy? You're the good boy, Arby. Arby is the good boy. Thanks, 2077 guy. I always suspected that I was the good boy, but I just couldn't be sure. Anyway, this is kind of like not so much a homeowner's directory as it is a newsletter, but at the end of the newsletter, they have a bunch of corrections for phone numbers, people who have changed their phone numbers, and oh shit, I just noticed this is from 2015, so I'm getting updated phone numbers from 2015. Damn that 2077 guy sending me old numbers, but that's okay, it's alright, I think these are going to work just fine. This is like two pages of corrections, though, in just a single newsletter. Oh, hello? Hello?
Yes.
Oh, Lois?
Hello?
Lois?
Yes.
Oh, hey, thank God you answered. Yes. This is Roy from Royco's Tree and Lawn Service. And did you notice we accidentally sprayed your lawn this weekend? We were supposed to do your neighbor's?
Around? Oh no, I have a service that does my lawn.
Oh no, you might want to tell them to skip this week because we already did this week.
What did you put on my lawn?
Well, it wasn't my fault, okay?
It's more for what? Excuse me, I didn't hear. It's more for what?
Oh no, I said it wasn't my fault. It's not my fault that it happened.
Okay, but what did you put on the lawn so I can tell my lawn people not to do the same treatment? What did you put on my lawn?
It's a mixture. It hardens the grass. It's kind of like cement. Your grass.
What? Go ahead. Continue.
Oh no! Like it just hardens the grass. It doesn't look like cement. You know, it's not like a black and white photo. That'd be silly. But it holds your grass in place, so it never moves again.
Who ordered this? Why would you spray my lawn by mistake? Who are you doing? Who are you doing in the neighborhood?
Well, I was doing this guy over on Cove, but
What did you spray? What address do you think you sprayed?
590.
So how would you make that mistake?
Well, I let my kid load the truck for one thing. He's only 9 years old, and he put the wrong stuff in it. It was supposed to be just fertilizer, but he actually put in this preservation.
Is this a joke?
No, it's not.
Why would you put cement on my lawn? I don't understand what this is all about. Is this a joke?
No, it's not a joke, and it's not cement. That's silly. I'm just trying to tell you what it's kind of like. It just kind of freezes your grass in place and makes it more like AstroTurf.
Why would I do that? I mean, why would anybody do that?
Because then you wouldn't have to mow it anymore. Like, you wouldn't have to mow it for, like, a year. It just kind of holds it in place, like AstroTurf.
How come I never heard of this treatment?
Maybe because you're with a shitty lawn service that doesn't offer it. Do you want to switch? By chance?
My question is this. What? I want my whole lawn replaced if you did that.
Oh, no. It's going to preserve your lawn for, like, an entire year.
I don't want to preserve my lawn. I want it the way it was.
Okay, well,
I don't want that treatment.
You don't have to be so whiny. You don't have to be so whiny about it. I'm calling you to let you know that I'm sorry.
I don't know what to tell you. This is very aggravating to me because I don't like to be told that something was done to my property that I never asked for.
Well, the way
your company is this?
The way you're screeching at me is very aggravating to me. So I guess we're even, right?
No, we're not even. So what company is this?
It's Royco Tree and Lawn Service. And I let my son load the truck, you know, and he put the wrong chemical in, so it's not my fault exactly. I was just trying to let him help.
No, I need to know. I'm on an Apple Watch. I can't hear you well. What is the name of the company that did this? Well,
maybe you should use Android. They sound so much better than the Apple crap. When it comes to Apple products, I call them Crapple products.
This is a joke. I know.
No, it's joke. Not a joke, ma'am. I'm just saying, like, maybe you could hear me if you were on a better watch.
Hold on a minute. Hold on a second. Hold on a second, please.
Okay.
I can't find my pocketbook. Hold on a minute. Can you hold on a second more?
Yeah, are you getting your Android?
Yes.
Okay.
Hold on a second, please.
Hurry the fuck up, okay?
Okay, you can talk now. Go ahead.
Okay. I forget what we were saying at this point. Your watch, it messed up my flow.
I can hear you very clearly, and I won't be screaming because I can hear you now. What is the name of the company?
Oh, it's better if you scream because I can't hear you very well now. You sound like garbage.
I said, what is the name of your company?
Oh, it's Royco Lawn and Tree Service.
Royco? Spell that, please.
Royco.
Go ahead, spell it.
Oh, you want me to spell it? Okay, it's R... R-O-Y.
Yes.
It's like R as in, are you listening? O.
Yeah, I got that.
Okay, O as in, O as in possum.
Got it.
All right, next letter is Y as in you. C as in Q.
Yep.
And O as in possum again.
Thank you. And it's a lawn and what company?
Yeah, lawn and tree service. We do just pretty much anything with landscaping or whatever. And like,
okay,
if
did you apply to my grass?
And if you used it, if you used our services, you would know that, like, about that amazing thing that freezes your lawn, turns it into AstroTurf for a year. True Green.
No, they
don't offer that.
I would never want that. I would never do chemicals on my lawns like that ever.
Well, you said you used some other service to do it, so it sounds like you're full of shit.
Nothing like that. It's nothing that it's all green stuff. It's nothing like that. I would never use that.
This is green stuff. Are you saying my stuff's not safe? Because it's very safe.
For pets and animals?
Okay, look, can that other lady in the background, can you tell her to shut the fuck up? Because we're talking and she just keeps, you know, she just keeps talking.
You are very unprofessional.
Okay, so this is 6. What you all? 6-9.
You are very unprofessional.
Yep, 420 6969.
I got it.
That's my phone number. Yeah, I can't hear either of you because that lady in the background won't shut the fuck up.
You are very unprofessional. You're going to be fired.
No, I'm not because I own my own business, bitch.
Well, you can't treat people like that.
We're calling the cops on you.
I'm going to call the Better Business Bureau. And I'm going
which one?
I'll have to get a lawyer because I can see that I didn't want this treatment. I want it to be my lawn replaced.
You see how fucking awesome the treatment is, you're not going to care. You're going to be like, wow, why haven't I been using these people all along?
I don't want my lawn turned down.
You're probably going to fire. You're going to fire
property. Now you're ruined. You're going to have to replace my lawn.
No. After you guys see how awesome the lawn is, you're going to apologize to me and say, oh, wow, I want to get this like every month.
Are you kidding me? Every month you've got to do this treatment? What happens now? Will my grass die now if I do nothing?
Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe I don't want to tell you because of that lady's attitude in the background telling me I'm going to get fired. Why should I help anyone anymore?
I'm going to call my neighbor right now and see what's going on. And I'm taping you right now also so they know what you sounded like.
With tape? Like tape? Like magnetic tape?
No, I'm actually recording your voice right now.
Oh, you said you were taping. Like,
you
with
were
the,
very
with,
rude
with the,
and unprofessional.
With a cassette tape.
You can't talk to
I thought
anybody
you meant,
like that. You're the one that takes my property and ruined my property, and you're talking to me like that? Are you kidding me?
I didn't think you would be able to hear me because your phone sucks so bad. I can barely hear you.
Well, I can hear you very well, and you're being recorded, and I'm going to send you to the... I'm going to do something about this.
What are you
going to
do?
I'm going to have a new lawn from your company.
Okay. Would you still be upset if I told you I was just a prank caller and I didn't do any of this stuff?
No, because I knew you screwed me up. I said that this is a joke. Goodbye.
No, I'm saying... Wait, what does that mean? She believes that I'm a prank caller or she doesn't believe I'm a prank caller? Because at the beginning, she was accusing me of being a prank caller. Now she doesn't seem to believe that that's possible.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Bob?
Yeah.
Hey, Bob, this is Roy from Royco's Tree Service.
Oh, okay.
And I needed to let you know that we sprayed your lawn this weekend.
Uh-huh.
We sprayed it down. What do you think? Does your grass...
It looks fine to me.
Yeah, is it nicer and shinier and smells better now?
Now who are you with now?
I'm with Royco Grass and Tree and Lawn Service.
We use... who do we use for our lawn service? We use a lawn care...
Oh, yeah, I know those people. That guy, he's a child molester. But here at Royco,
I don't recall authorizing you all to do anything to my lawn.
It's a promotional thing we're doing. We're doing random lawns and just seeing if you like it. And if you like it, maybe we'll come back.
I'm going to stay with the people I've been working with all along.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling.
But listen, that guy, he's a child molester. He didn't even hear that part. You know, if I can't slander True Green, I'm just going to slander random lawn care companies all over the place.
Hello?
Hi, Linda.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, my name's Roy. I'm with Royco Lawn and Tree Service and Grass. And I needed to let you know that we sprayed your lawn this weekend there on Roseline. We sprayed your entire lawn. It's kind of a promotional thing. We just thought it'd be nice to spray your lawn and see what you think.
Okay, because we didn't know anything about it.
Oh, yep. We sprayed it. We put so many chemicals. We put like three times as many chemicals as we usually put, just to kind of wow people, you know, and so you could see how awesome our services are.
Oh, so you're just, what are you doing? Just going around to the neighborhoods and doing that or what?
Yeah, just going around spraying people's lawns like early in the morning before they wake up so they're surprised. That's what we did with you guys. So we sprayed your lawn and the stuff we sprayed on it slows down the growth so you don't have to mow it as much. And it makes it greener and shinier and it smells better. And it takes less water.
It's not going to kill it, is it?
Just don't overwater it.
Okay. And how long does it last?
Forever.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, basically, you don't even have to use this anymore. It's good for life. It's a lifetime coating. Crap.
Okay.
I didn't think this promotional thing through. Crap. I guess, never mind.
Who are you?
My name is Roy. I'm with Royco's Lawn and Tree and Grass Service.
Okay.
And, never mind. I guess we gave you enough to last forever, so never mind.
Are you for real?
Yeah, you know, I guess I just didn't think it through when I put three times as much as I usually put.
Okay, so we'll never have to have our lawn sprayed or anything else ever again.
Yeah, pretty much. It's just going to look beautiful forever. I fucked up.
Okay.
I'm so stupid. Stupid.
Okay.
Yep. Okay, well, enjoy the lawn.
All right.
Should I send you a bill just in case you decide to pay?
No, don't send me a bill.
Oh, all right. Okay, well... Have a nice day, ma'am.
Okay.
Damn it, I suck at this promotional stuff. Happens every time.
Hello?
Whoa, hey, Bobby?
It is.
You're screaming at me, like take it down a notch, holy crap.
Sorry.
It's
Who's this?
This is Roy with Royco Lawn and Tree Service.
Okay.
And I wanted to let you know that we sprayed your lawn this weekend. How's it look?
Okay. Why did you do that?
It's a promotional thing we're doing. We just go around and we spray people's lawns as a surprise. And
okay. You
can tell us how awesome it looks and maybe sign up for our services if you like it, okay?
Okay.
Does your lawn look extra shiny?
I didn't really notice.
Can you look out the window?
I'm not the lawn person. You need to speak with my husband, I guess.
Well, I'm the lawn person now. Look at me. I am the lawn person.
No. Okay. Actually, I just got the word for my husband. We have two people working on the lawn.
Oh.
So,
well, three.
So we're all set, but thank you for your call.
Well, three now. Like, does it look really shiny, though? Can you just tell me, did it look good? Because we did it early in the morning, and it was dark out still before you guys woke up.
Well, we've had a hectic day, and the lawn has not been a priority, and we just had an inch of rain.
This is going to be impervious to rain. We sprayed wax on it to make it extra shiny.
I see.
We put wax all over your lawn.
Okay. Well, tell you what. I've got you on my cell phone. I'm in the middle of getting dinner. This is not a good time.
What are you making?
If we're interested, I will call you back.
What are you making for dinner?
Doesn't matter, and I'm getting grief from my husband, so I've got to hang up. Thanks
just
for calling.
Look
bye
at
bye.
Him. Look him in the eye and tell him to shut the fuck up. Aw, she hung up. They always hang up before they hear the really good stuff. I should have had her put her husband on.
Hello?
Hi, Betsy?
Yes.
Hi, it's Roy from Roy Co's Lawn Service and Tree and Grass and Construction.
Oh, no, I'm from Naperville, Illinois.
Yeah. I sprayed your lawn over the weekend. We do, like, lawn services, like landscaping and all that. And we went into your lawn, like, before you woke up and sprayed it.
I don't think so.
Uh-huh, we did. Over on...
We're in Florida.
Yeah.
I don't think you are spraying our lawn on Saturday.
I'm there, too, on Drive.
Okay, why did you come in without talking to us about spraying our lawn? We have a lawn service that comes regularly.
I know, and this is a promotional thing.
Oh, and no, thank
so
you.
It's
all right, we're done.
It was a surprise.
Yep,
it's a surprise, ma'am. Oh, I think this is pretty much the best idea ever, to tell them that we did it on purpose instead of on accident like I usually do. And if she's not even going to listen to my phone call, then she owes a refund.
Hello?
Hey, listen, you're going to have to give us a refund if you're not going to at least, you know, say
no,
thank you.
No, we're not giving a refund. We didn't request you. We have a lawn service.
We
no
can,
way.
You can at least
Sorry.
Say thank you. Say thank you, because we did your lawn. Oh, I can just imagine the lawn services in that area, like, warning everybody. We've had a rash of unauthorized lawn care people showing up and just doing the work with no permission. It's a real problem around here.
Hello?
Hi, Patricia?
Yes.
Hey there, it's Roy. I'm with Roy Co's Lawn Service.
Okay, well, what about it?
Well, I'm calling to let you know that we sprayed your lawn over the weekend. We snuck over, like, early in the morning and sprayed the whole thing. It's like a promotional thing we're doing.
No, you didn't spray my lawn.
Uh-huh, we sprayed the whole thing over there on Rosewood.
I don't know why, because I didn't ask you to.
I know, it's a promotional thing. Did you notice how nice your lawn is? How shiny it is?
No, I didn't.
And it smells like perfume now. We put, like, a coconut scent all over it. Do you notice it smells like coconuts?
Well, I don't know. I didn't notice it. And I don't... I just am not interested in going forward with it.
Oh,
well,
no.
Okay?
We didn't want you to. We don't actually want your business. I'm just letting you know. We sprayed your lawn over the weekend.
All right.
It's very shiny now.
Okay.
It was a coating of wax.
Okay.
Wax.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
With coconut scent. Shut down by Patricia.
Hello. Breakfast Monkey Boy here.
Hey there.
Yeah, not a whole lot going on out here in North Kakalaki. I do have a small homework assignment for you and all the little snow blowers out there listening right now.
Yay.
Go ahead and do
it. Get out your pencils, everyone.
Google image search of Raymond Massey as Jonathan Brewster. That's right.
That's a lot of work.
As Jonathan Brewster. All right, go ahead and get a good hard look at that image, at that mugshot. Gonna get a good hard look at you tonight as soon as you lay down and go to sleep. That's all I got today, snowblowers. Roof break out. Roof break away.
Guess I had the volume up a little too high that time. Here, I'm gonna look him up. I'm gonna see what the hell he's talking about. See who's coming for me while I'm sleeping tonight. Holy shit, that's a scary looking guy with a scar on his face. But I'm too lazy to read up on this and see what the hell it is. So I guess that's everyone's homework assignment. Google those things, he said.
Hello, Brad. This is your number one black fan. Can you please say...
What?
Hello, everybody. This is God. And that cool sound effect that you have.
Oh, okay.
Thanks.
Hello, everybody. This is God, and your connection sucked. Get a new phone, motherfucker.
Hey, Brad. It's me again. You all know me. But I just wanted to say...
Speaking of crappy phone connections...
I was the first one to listen to that.
I cannot understand anything you're saying.
And I kept a little page it. Everybody's a bit.
Seriously, I'm sorry. I can't understand what you're saying. You're holding the wrong end of the phone up to your mouth. It goes the other way. Durr.
Hello, Brad. This is Jeff in Wisconsin.
Hey, Jeff.
I have been looking high and low for sidewalk petitions, and they're out there, but I don't know what happened in the last year.
I wonder.
Calls, but they're not posting phone numbers anymore.
That's weird.
And all the ones I've been checking in multiple states.
Imagine that.
Though I remember...
They probably put out a nationwide alert about this show.
They're posting names and addresses, and I seem to remember on one show that you had a site you could go to and get address or phone numbers for people in a neighborhood.
Yeah, whitepages.com.
If you do have that access, let me know, and I'll start sending you... some sidewalk petitions.
Okay.
Otherwise, thanks for everything. And sorry about that. I've been looking up for months.
You should be. God.
Kind of depressing. Not finding the numbers. Anyway, thanks for everything again. I'll talk to you later, maybe. See ya.
All right. Bye, Jeff. Jeff is the one who has sent me many sidewalk petitions in the past and other civic-related things. He always sends good stuff.
This is California Relay, CA1389. The caller's message is... Hello, Brad. This is Cactus. Burn in hell, you fuckwad. Eat a dick. Fuck off.
Jeez. That seemed uncalled for. That was one of those deaf relay operators. I usually delete those when those come in. I don't play them on the show, but it's been a while, so whatever. I'm playing that one.
Hey there, Brad. So I was listening to the June 3rd show, and one of the voicemails, the guy called in and said, I got this number from the show, and I'm just calling in. And I think I have an explanation for that. So okay. I was posting... the voicemail number and a bunch of chat rooms, giving you free exposure.
Wow.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Good job spamming.
I think what happened.
You're going to have a great career in the future as a spammer.
Hey, Roy.
You should start sending unsolicited emails and stuff next to help promote my show.
Hey, Roy, I've got to just say I have fucking great, awesome things to say.
Okay.
Actually, this is a question. It's a two-part question.
First part
is I have Tinder, and it costs $10 a month. And second part, I'm not a Patreon subscriber because I don't have money.
Aw, that sucks.
But, so can you persuade me to, like, cancel my Tinder and put $10 towards... PLR Radio.
I don't know.
Tinder's
kind of nice.
What will that
bring
to my life? But by the way, I'm 6'6 feet tall. I have rosy red cheeks.
Ooh, nice.
Highly well-sexed individual.
That's great.
Thanks
for letting
me know. Please eat my ass.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Now I'm just uncomfortable. Just keep your stupid Tinder. I don't need your Patreon money. If any of you are Patreon supporters and you're not on Tinder, I highly suggest quitting Patreon. And signing up for Tinder instead.
Brad.
It's totally worth it.
Cody, no name. It's been a while. I had to call in and make sure I'm still on the payroll.
Yep, of course.
You know, I keep seeing there's this beer now that has cactus in it. It says cactus and lime, I think. And there's a couple other ones.
That's
that say cactus.
Exciting news.
And every time I see it, it just makes me laugh. And I just wanted to share that with all the phone losers. We have a new beer that we have to drink.
Okay.
Go find it and drink it, even though I don't remember the name.
I'm going to get right on that.
You guys suck. Bye.
I hate you.
I'm going to head over to my local beer store and look for the cactus beer, I guess.
Hey, Brad. What's going on, man? It's Mark from Chicago. I haven't called in a while, but...
Hey, Mark.
Just saying, hey.
I bet you've never called.
Kind of disappeared for a little bit, but I'm back listening.
That's what the last guy said. Not sure I believe him.
I was hearing you talk about people submitting music, and I know you got your computers and stuff back from the FBI or whatever.
Yep. You know what I realized? Just today, while I was recording this show, I remembered that I had this old clip that I haven't heard in forever now, since before the raid, and nobody's asked me about it, so you guys remember this one?
Bob Murphy.
Remember that?
Bob Murphy.
Isn't that the
Bob
best?
Bob Murphy.
That we've got this back now?
Bob Murphy.
I'm so happy I got my stuff back.
You should do like a music show, like an all music show where you can just dig all the music out.
Okay.
And just get it all knocked out in one episode.
Yep,
I would listen to that.
In between the music, I can play clips such as
Bob Murphy.
You know, things like that.
Besides that, that's it, man. Take it easy. I'll be listening. Peace.
Bye.
Hey, Brad. Mothman52 here. I just love the way you say ma'am.
Okay, thanks for the call. I just say it like that because I get confused. They hang up without telling me, and I'm just like, ma'am? Ma'am? Hello, ma'am? I get kind of frantic, you know, because, like, where did they go? Is something wrong with them? Are they okay?
These days, at True Green, I'm just getting back in touch with you.
About
a month
shit.
Back, you sprayed my lawn with grass killer.
Yep.
And
on purpose. It was a promo.
Like you said, everything has died. Once the grass died, I found a wedding ring.
Oh, shit.
I just want to know if you know whose this is.
No, not mine.
There's also a toddler on my roof. I don't know if you know anything about that, but if you can call me back,
toddlers.
I appreciate it. Bye.
You know, keep an eye on them. They just climb up anywhere.
That was the beep. Hey, Brad, well, I'm not going to tell you who the fuck I am, but hey, I'll tell you what.
Well, you know what? I'm not going to play your voicemail then. How do you like that? Because, holy shit, this voicemail is 3 minutes long. It's by somebody who's an unknown caller. And immediately after it was left, there's another voicemail that's another 3 minutes long. And if it's this guy, here, let's check real quick.
Hey, Roy.
Yeah, see, 6 minutes of a voicemail. What could this possibly be? Here, let's just skim through it. We're just going to skim through your voicemail.
That was the beep. Hey, Tara. The Pactera is a Chinese-owned state corporation that's Bing
30 seconds.
Or their Xbox, or one is an illegal immigrant
55
working
seconds.
In a Beijing. It's actually 100% true.
Okay.
A friend of mine worked for Pactera in Seattle. Fucked up. You know, he'd always screen these private conversations between sex.
2 minutes, 30.
So, you know,
30.
You would get a digital readout of what... It, you know, the trans... I left
250.
The United States because fuck that shit, you know. And I ran to a buddy who's working illegally in Beijing. And
what is this voicemail? That was voicemail number one from that guy, and I don't really want to skim the second one. No offense or anything, it's just, holy shit, 6 minutes of voicemail. Just write an email or something.
Hey, Brad. It's UserFan with a PH.
Hey there.
Two quick things. I miss Olga jokes. We need more Olga jokes.
Yeah, I know.
Olga-
what the hell, Olga? Where have you been? I swear, I haven't been just not playing her voicemails. She just doesn't like us anymore.
If you're listening, we love your jokes. We need more. Please, we love you. Also, to the people who are complaining that your voicemail message is too long, Derp just hit one and it skips it all. Oh my god. All right, bye.
Yeah, no shit. Just hit number one, you guys, or hit any button, probably, and it'll take you past the message. Just hit number one. You don't have to hear anything. Durr.
Cactus. Cactus.
The transcription for that voicemail says good. That's all, just good, period. Nothing about cactuses. It doesn't say unable to transcribe, it just says good. Not sure what that means.
Yes, I just found you guys on YouTube, and you're a blast. I'm 61 years old, and I couldn't imagine the shit I did when I was 15, the prank calls we'd make.
Why does it sound like you're talking to me on a CB radio?
Say you'd be getting caught, but you guys found obvious ways to get around that stuff.
Yeah.
But one skit we
Not
did
quite.
Back, we'd call McDonald's up and say, I'm going to complain about what I've overheard some of the guys I work with, or I go to school with, they're temporary employees there, and they've been laughing about pissing in the pickle barrel.
Ah.
So the pickles you put on
the barrel.
You can play that off. With my blessings,
aww.
Calling up, and then,
you know, when I was in high school, I actually heard people in my class laughing about how they peed and things at McDonald's, and I didn't go back to that McDonald's for probably at least 5 years after I heard that.
Manager, and, just take it from there, how you overheard it. Some of the employees were laughing about it, giggling about it at the crack house, just sat with them, and just take it from there.
I'll do it. I sort of did that, but kind of the opposite way around, where I called up customers, and I'm like, hey, I'm an employee, and my manager says I have to apologize to you for what I did. I'm sorry. But doing it the other way, that could be fun, too. All right, last voicemail.
Hey, Brad.
I have a question about the rules of prank calling.
Okay.
Do the rules about pranking locally still apply if they call you? That's all I have.
Good question. I guess not, but, you know, be careful what you say to them. Because even if they call you, I don't know, the rules still kind of apply even if they call you, pretty much all of them. Like, don't make threats, don't impersonate the police, don't trick them out of their credit card information, I guess. What are the rules? I don't even know anymore. Am I even a good person to ask about the rules at this point? Because it seems like I've been in trouble more than anyone. I think my rules suck, and nobody should follow them. So that's the end of today's show. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thanks, Worsty, for sponsoring the show today. And thanks to the new people that have signed up recently, like Angel and Derek, Big Cleve, or is that Clev? I don't know. And Scott and Preston. Oh, wait, no, not Preston. Preston is just upping his pledge. Thanks for upping your pledge, Preston. That was nice of you. I hope you appreciate all the additional content you get for, you know, more than $5. Oh, wait, there isn't any. I can't even do 2 full shows a week. How am I going to do extra content? Remember, everyone, that you need to buy a coin this week. That's your homework assignment. Don't Google those people that Ruprecht told you to Google. I don't even know what the hell that was. It's probably some sort of a scam. No, the real homework assignment is to buy a coin this week. And you can do that by either going to kickstarter.clownsec.com or going to phonelosers.org/coins. And I'll have a link to both of those places in the show notes if you want to just click on them. And either one of those coins is just $10 each, unless you want to pay more. Both are designed by Don Fickles, so if you already have a PLA coin, then really you should be getting the other coin, too, by ClownSec, because it's a complete set. Don Fickle designed them both. So it's a part of a set, right? Right? Does that fool everyone into buying both of the coins? I hope so, because they're pretty cool coins. Be sure to add Phone Losers on everything, such as facebook.com/phonelosers, twitter.com/phonelosers. On the YouTubes and the Instagram and everything, I don't know, just go to the show notes and click on everything. It's all in there. Today we're ending the show with a song by Liz. This is called Internet Killed the Radio Shack. This song would have been good for me to play like a month or two ago, but I suck, so I'm playing it now.
Radio Shack, this is Jeremy. I'm going to help you.
It began in Boston back in 1921. A store for nerds that would build radios for fun. Built to the roof with wires and lots of components.
Radio Shack, mother.
I'm disappointed the store is closing.
Cactus, Cactus Fusion.
Internet killed the Radio Shack. Internet killed the Radio Shack. I'll miss all the things you sold, like PC cards and remote controls, the Coca-Cola and game consoles, the breadboards and the telephone.
Radio. missed it. Fixed. Problem solved. All right, so this guy is really stoked because he got a few, he missed it. Okay. Fixed. Problem solved. All right, so this guy is really stoked because he got a few, he missed it. Fixed. Problem solved. Alright, so this guy is really stoked because he got a few, he missed it. Okay. Fixed. Problem solved. Alright, so this guy is really stoked because he got a few, he missed it.